please, no, not that, he thought. I couldn't do it. I'd be betraying him. Please, let them trust me. Let them not ask me to do that. The trouble was, with Yoda, one never knew precisely what he'd ask. The Order's most venerable master was as much a maverick in his own way as Qui-Gon had ever been, and 1,000 times less predictable. One moment kindly and comfortable, a friend. The next, a coldly implacable and ruthless taskmaster. And the shift from one to the other could happen within the blink of an eye. I'll just have to convince them. I'll have to make them believe. He could see the temple now in the distance, so beautiful in the bright sun. Despite everything, he felt the familiar catch in his throat that told him, "You're nearly home." Not a Jedi-like emotion, but he was quite sure he wasn't the only one who felt it on first catching sight of those 4 splendid soaring spires and the dominant central tower. Now he was racing through the administration sector, between rows and rows of offices housing the thousands of workers who helped keep the ponderous wheels of the Republic turning. That was when he felt it. A violent tremor in the Force, a lightning strike of dark emotion, terror and hatred and triumph and rage, abrupt, annihilating. It seemed to come from nowhere. And then, the explosions. The light came first, a bright blossoming of scarlet and orange edged in black. Directly below him, off to his left, then his right, straight ahead. Next came the shockwaves, as though an invisible hand had seized the air and shaken it like a blanket. The waves blasted over him in scorching roils of heat, flinging his city bike end over end. Last of all, the dreadful sound, a deep and rolling boom, 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 boom. The echoes multiplying and magnifying as they bounced from building to swaying, shuddering, disintegrating building. And suddenly, the bright Coruscant sky was full of metal debris and bodies of airspeeders and maxi-taxis and gracious air gondolas tossed like leaves in an unforgiving storm. Helplessly tumbling, Obi-Wan summoned the Force and wrenched his city bike aside just in time to avoid a burning 2-seater and was struck from behind by an out-of-control speeder bus laden with screaming passengers. Pain, surprise, a detached and baffled anger. This can't be right. No, no, this is wrong. Yet still, he was falling. And falling. And falling.